It's Lisa Fisher and it's called So Intense. Welcome to the lovely show for today. It's called The People's Power, Human Power that is. It's a Monday evening. It is the 15th of October 2018. You and I in for a treat. Today we're talking about rejection and we're going to be talking about all these people whom you were hoping that they would accept you. Hey, and all of a sudden, or rather by surprise, just when you show that you played your cards right, sure that I use of whom she says no. It's a painful thing, I must tell you. All of us went through rejection, especially men. The no thing doesn't start with us. There are also women who went through this thing of getting no's from guys, but that guy who has been approached by a woman for love is truly a lucky man. Let's start with today's segment without any further ado. Welcome to the show. It is good to have you. As always, I am DJ Dukes. Alright, we're talking all things rejection. Have you ever been rejected? How was the feeling? Now, before I started recording this, I was having a conversation with my two technical producers. One's name is Moses, call him Tato if you will, and the other one is Gogezo, one naughty boy. They went through rejection. But Moses' record, so high. Now, why would a woman or a man, if you have been that woman that has been rejected, or rather if you are that woman that has been rejected, why would they say no to you? Do you ever do some introspection before doing the last approach, playing the last card, the card that can make or break your mood for the day, for the week, for the year, for the month? You know, there are some people who take things way too personal. Can be said for the whole month. So, first things first, I will try and give you five tips before you go into your last card. Before you play your final card. That card that can make or break your mood for the month, for the week, for the day, for the year, or maybe for the rest of your life. Now, introspection is the first one. Before you approach a woman, you should know the kind of things you say about her when you are with your friends. Even before you start having feelings for her, you should always talk good about ladies. Because this lady that you badmouth when you are with your friends, when you are enjoying some drinks, is the lady you might end up falling in love with. Now imagine having to say yes to someone who really discouraged you when he or her was with their friends. Bad, ne? Introspection. Know yourself, know your worth. Be sure of what you are doing, cause hey, asking for love is not the easiest thing. If you think asking for a job is difficult, you ain't seen nothing yet. Love is more difficult. It's more complicated, it's more sophisticated. It takes guts, timing, and assurance. You must be sure that he's all yours, or she's waiting for you to make that last move. Right, now the second one being, you must be presentable. Ladies always look forward to having a man who's very presentable. A man who wears neat, smells nice, who talks well, of course, who carries themselves very well, with dignity. Not just someone who just comes out like they're from some bin. It's not good. So, be presentable. From men, be presentable. From ladies also, hey, you are not the only people that are unpresentable. Some ladies really can't take care of themselves, hey? I mean, with ladies, it's more difficult because a simple thing can turn a man off. Like a lady not having to comb her hair every day. Or maybe once a day. You know that one time where you really forget to comb your hair. And then he sees you. He gets turned off. With your curly hair, your dirty hair, uncombed and organized. So yes, look presentable at all times. Number three. Make sure you know him or her well enough, for there might be things you will find out that will devastate you, and that time you might be in too deep and it will be difficult to pull out. Spend some time, talk to her or him, bond, get to open up to each other, about each other, so that when you pull that last card, when you say those last words, that can either upgrade your friend zone or downgrade your well-being. Before you say those words, you are sure of where you are standing. My name is Moses. Smiling. Okay. Number four. You must know what to do and when to do it. Of course, and how to do it. If she's angry, if he's angry, you must know how to calm him down, how to calm her down. Women have mood swings. Just know how to make, or rather how to put a smile on her face on an angry day. On a blue Monday, she can come very moody. She can be very moody because of whatever that life might be throwing at her. Or a man can be grumpy because simply overspent, or he's regretting himself. Know what to do to put a smile on his face, and when to do it. Oh, of course, and how to do it. If you don't know that, then you're in trouble. That's tip number four. Last but not least, the way you say your final words must be very remarkable. Now imagine this. I'll take you through some memory lane. A very short one. Standing at the corner of a street, having cool times. At a dusty corner in Alexandra somewhere. And all of a sudden, you tell her how you feel about her. How presentable is that? How remarkable is that? Does that have any sort of dignity? Moses? No, it doesn't. Everything happens at the right time, at the right place. Of course, when you have the right thing on your mind. I'm reminded of some song now, but hey, in a nutshell. Say what you need to say at the right place, at the right time. Say it in the right way. There's no way she is gonna say no to you. She'll have to say yes, because you pulled that charm. Right, let's sum it up. We first started with the way you talk about her or him. We followed up with you being presentable. We then followed up with how to control his or her mood swings. Of course, we spoke about what you should do and when you should do it and how you should be able to do it. And then we ended up with you having to say the right thing at the right time, of course, at the right place. Right, we wrap it up here for today. We leave it here for today, rather. We're done. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. I hope I made a positive impact in your life. From me, DJ Dukes, take care. Till next time. Mm-hmm.